Good morning. This is Mose again with the Daily Inspiration for the 11th day of the month. And I really, it's really been a blessing this week to speak about the Word of God and to bring encouragement to memorize the Word of God. And before we go on, I'd like to give you my phone number just in case you would feel led to give me a call, 717-656-9576. Again, that's 717-656-9576. 717-656-9576. Okay, I did say something about earlier this week. I said something about a few verses that a few lines that my aunt taught me about, and I want to try to quote those this morning. And it's just a few words, but I memorized. She taught me when I was very little. She taught me these words. It says, "Be honest, be faithful, kind-hearted and true, be obedient, don't grumble, and God will bless you." Let me say it again. Be honest, be faithful, kind-hearted and true, be obedient, don't grumble, and God will bless you. Those words stuck with me, I would say, for probably at least 60 years. And yes, sometimes it's a little bit of a struggle to say them again, but I can dig them right out of the depths of my mind. And that brings me back to the importance of what I've been talking about this week, at least in the last few days, where it says, "Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee." That's in Proverbs 119:11. And I would encourage you, if you haven't heard the last couple days, if you haven't heard the beginning of this week, I would encourage you to go back at the beginning, because it is kind of a series, and maybe I'll make it available in case some of you might come upon portions of it and don't know how to find the rest of it. Just give me a call and I'll try to make it available. But that word have I hid in my heart. You know, I was just thinking how beautiful it would have been if my aunt would have been teaching me every day, and my parents or whoever it might have been, my brothers and sisters, if they would have taught me when I was very little, even starting at as soon as I could talk, if they would have been teaching me the Word of God, just simple memory verses. And those things that we learn at such a tender age, there's not a lot of garbage in our mind yet. And let's say in a little child's mind, there's not a lot of garbage in a little child's mind, and they can so easily memorize. And if we train their mind when they're little, and put the Word of God in there, I mean, I have seen children memorize or recite whole chapters of the Bible, and that before they were even 10 years old. You know, I just so wish that I would have been memorizing the Word of God at that tender age, and how beautiful it would be if I would have all those scriptures, maybe even whole books of the Bible, committed to memory before I was at the age of 12, maybe, or whatever, you know. How important is it to get the Word of God in my heart? And again, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Do you want your children to sin against God? Well, I believe you would all say that you don't want your children to sin against God. So what is the answer? The Bible says, it's not me, the Bible says that thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That I might not sin against thee. So, yes, we can do a lot in training our children, and it's important. But the Bible says that my word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. I think it goes, I know it goes a long ways to have that scripture hidden in our heart to, and then when temptations come and we can come to Satan and we can quote scripture back to him and say, yeah, I know, but this is what the Word of God says, and I'm going to stand on that. And, you know, it will help us to overcome temptations. And, you know, another place, in in Proverbs, it says, train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You know, there's scripture verses that are promises. There's scripture verses that are commandments, and there's different places in the Bible where the commandments come with a promise. And here is a commandment, and it comes with a promise. And I really appreciate that. Train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It's a commandment and a promise. And so, if we... that is found in Proverbs 22:6, I believe. And so, yes, even in this day, in this age, God has given us enough grace. In fact, God has given enough grace in every age to train up children for him, that they might not go astray, and that we might mold their conscience as they're growing up. God has given enough grace to train up children for him. Enough grace in every age. And even in today's age, with the modern technology and all the distractions and things that young people are faced with today, you know, God's grace is sufficient. Don't let anyone tell you that God's grace is not sufficient and that it's impossible to raise children for God today. I am here to say to you and to stand on the Word of God. By the authority of the Word of God, I will tell you that God has given enough grace today to train up children to walk with him. But you know, it will not come by accident. We must stand on the Word of God. We must be faithful, and we must be diligent. We can't just say, well, now, they hear preaching every Sunday, and now I guess they'll probably turn out right. No, we, on purpose, have to train our children, and we have to start training when they're very young. We have to teach them that they cannot throw fits. We have to teach them that, every child goes through those stages, I believe, where they will throw temper tantrums and so forth. But it is our responsibility to train them out of that. And yes, I know there are some that it almost seems impossible to get that out of their life. But, you know, it is possible. I have seen it, even the hardest to conquer, if we help them to overcome those things. A temper tantrum is not of God. It is a will of the child that must be broken. And if we can break that, if we can break the child in that area, we will have won the child in many, many areas later on in his life. And the child will probably one day come back to you and thank you for breaking him in that area. Because it is so, on one hand, if he is broken, it can be such a blessing, and it will make such a difference in his life. But if that will never gets broken and trained, it's just totally the opposite, and that will cause that child problems all the days of his life, or very likely will, unless he comes to the Lord Jesus Christ in full repentance and repents of that. And but with God's help, we can train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And like I said before, one of those ways is to hide the Word of God in their hearts. And even at a very young age, put the Scripture in there and show them, teach them to memorize and memorize whole books, and just coach them and guide them. And oh, what a beautiful thing it would be, it will be later on in life, to have those Scriptures at their fingertips. And for me, yeah, I have some Scriptures that I can quote, but it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful when I have those Scriptures and they come up just automatically. And yeah, I know, even, I mean, I praise God that God does make a difference. Even though I don't have a lot of Scripture deep in my heart like that, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit comes out with a Scripture that said, oh, where'd that come from? And but that's who the Holy Spirit is. You know, the Holy Spirit is able to make a difference. And to, even though I have not learned all this, I have not hidden as much Scripture in my heart when I was little like I should have, if we are filled with the Holy Spirit can make up the difference. And can, but that does not give us an excuse to not teach our children. I just can't emphasize enough the importance of training up your child, of teaching them the Scriptures, and be diligent. Realize that is your calling and your responsibility. Your calling and your responsibility is not just to feed your children. Yes, that is a responsibility also. We need to work so that we have to eat, so that we have money to buy food and so forth. But that is not our primary calling, I believe, is to train up a child in the way he shall go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. You know, how beautiful. Have you ever seen a whole family of teenagers just simply serving the Lord, and maybe half a dozen or a dozen children, and they're all just diligently serving the Lord? And when the milkman comes around, when the salesman comes around, they're all there, and somebody pulls a track out of his pocket and they hands it to the salesperson, and how beautiful it is when our children, their heart is after the Lord, and It's not after the world. And like I said, you know, God has given us enough grace to be able to do that and bring glory and honor to his holy name and to reach out to a lost and dying world around us. All right, so let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we just commit these words into your hand and pray that they may take root in the hearts and lives of the listeners, Lord, and they may bear forth fruit. Father, we commit it to you. We trust you for it, as you are a righteous and holy God. And you, like I said, have provided enough grace, and you will continue to provide enough grace to raise a godly family for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, God bless you all. And have a wonderful day, and come back again tomorrow morning and see what God has for you tomorrow morning. God bless you.